You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. Burnaby is located on the ancestral and unceded homelands of the Halkomelem and Squamish-speaking peoples. Good morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you're all having either a lovely start, middle, end to your day, wherever you're listening from. And for those that have never heard my voice before, hi, I am Rebecca, the public affairs intern here at the station. And welcome to my first open mic of 2025 and my last open mic ever, coincidentally. And for the next hour, I will be one of your hosts, which is very different to you all just listening to me babble on for about an hour on something UK related with music. But today I'm joined in the studio by...
Oh, hello, I'm Siobhan.
Yeah, and you're taking over my open mic slot here.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous, but excited also. Thank you for showing me.
Of course. Your ways of doing this. My ways, my expert ways.
Yes.
So we have a bit of a mix show today. We're going to have a little bit of discussion, a little bit kind of like just chit chat, get to know Siobhan, because you'll be hearing her a lot every week now.
Ready.
And we both have bought some music, so we're going to have a blast.
Yeah,
so stay tuned. And also stay tuned because coming up after us at 1 p.m. is Variant's open mic, which is always a fun one. So, yeah, to start us off, as I always like to start off with some music, we are going to play the song Chancer by the K's. Now, if you've tuned into my open mics a lot, you know I love this song. Played it on my very first open mic as well.
Full circle.
Yeah, it was in my New Year's episode as well. It's like one of the top songs I played.
Nice.
So it's gonna have another round, and then we'll play some songs that Siobhan has brought with her afterwards. So yeah, stay tuned, and I hope you guys enjoy the first set of music.
I missed the train. I'm separated from a mace, I'm in the rain. I'll have to find another way of getting back. I'll make a plan of attack after one more. I'll find a bar, always the only one that's open, not too far. The window smashed, the lights are broke, but there you are. And my eyes must be burning a hole in your head, cause you turned to a set that I was real. Like those other men do, get clad in your head, do. What size is your anger ready? Know which one I'll get you, know which one I'll get. She reckons I'm a chancer. All my questions go unanswered, answered. But people keep on moving, talking. No, I'll be home in the morning. She reckons I'm a chancer. All my questions go unanswered, answered. But people keep on moving, talking. No, I'll be home in the morning. United with friends they won't believe. How I'm claiming mine, I hands can't say I blame them. Can't even name ya. Said when we meet, I said the bar, I said the name, they said they know it. And it's a special type of place that pays a special type of girl to do a special type of move. And I laugh in the face and say I've got nothing to prove. And so I told her I'd defend her from the other men. She said don't do a thing, they pay my bills if I remember. Now you said it, I remember. She said she was a dancer, dancer. Oh, but no one has the answers for it. But people keep on moving, talking. No, oh, I'll be home in the morning. She reckons I'm a chancer, chancer. All my questions go unanswered, answered. But people keep on moving, talking. No, oh, I'll be home in the morning. She reckons I'm a chancer, chancer. Questions go unanswered, answered. But people keep on moving, talking. No, I'll be home in the morning.
encourage you guys to play. I think it's called Diana or something. I just cannot get it out of my head.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. You are currently tuned into our open mic. Hi, I am Rebecca.
And I'm Siobhan.
And we've just started off with listening to some music. So the first song was probably a familiar listen to if anyone tunes in regularly to open mics. It was Chancer by the Liverpool band The K's. And then the next two songs were actually Siobhan's suggestion, so I'll let her speak about them.
For sure. After Rebecca's song, there was Dreams by Hannah Vu. She's a Vietnamese-American artist from L.A., I think.
Ooh.
And her new stuff's really good. So her album Romanticism, which that song was from, is really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very interesting photo that we're looking at right now. The album cover art is...
It's very interesting.
It's a very interesting one. Very violent, but, you know, it's a good song.
And then after that was a Vancouver band, Grade School, and their song Dear Diana. Yeah, they're really good. They're from... We're both North Van... kids, so
North Van kids.
I like the music a lot.
I actually really like that song. It was very nice and like mellow.
You
can just easily like just sway your head to it and then maybe fall asleep. Maybe not.
Not today.
Not when we have this open mic for another 45 minutes to be chatting about. So I thought it would be quite fun to perch Siobhan in the hot seat a little bit, since she's taking over my slot, as to introduce yourself a bit about you, what you're studying, you know, give the listeners a 3-minute bio of who you are.
Got
or something.
Okay.
So yeah.
On the hot seat over here.
Yeah, on the hot seat.
I'm Siobhan. I'm a second year film and communication student at SFU.
And that's Siobhan, and that's everybody.
So I don't know what else to say.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm panicking.
No, you're fine. So you're second year.
Yes.
How are you finding this semester? Because you're in semester two now, like just gone into it. How does it look like it's shaping up?
So far it's been really fun, actually. So for the film program in second year, you get put in groups of three, so I'm with two of my friends, and then the whole first semester you just work on like writing a script and getting a cast and getting everything put together so then we can shoot in like January, February. So we've just been like gearing up for our shoot, which is in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
There's a lot of, it's kind of stressful, but it's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Well. So you're shooting like a short film? What's it about?
Yeah, so ours, I'm with my friends Goran and Ryan, shouting them out.
Shout out on the radio already.
We're making ours about three friends who kind of have to band together to save this tree from being cut down because it was important to someone they lost in their childhood. It's just kind of three idiot kids, drunk, trying to do something. They chain themselves, and then they find out it was the wrong tree. And chaos ensues, pretty much.
Oh, wow. You guys, have you, like, been involved in, like, writing, like, everything? And are you also starring in it, or have you found people to star in it?
Luckily, we're not starring in
right,
it.
Right, okay.
We've actually casted three guys that are awesome. Two of them are SFU students as well, so that should be exciting.
Okay, yeah.
We all kind of wrote together. It was pretty collaborative, and we just sat down and went in a circle and be like, then what should they say? Then what should happen? Yeah. And we just brainstormed for like a long time and came up with it.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. I hope it goes all well.
Thank you.
So is this like your main, I guess, like project then for the whole semester?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I assume afterwards you've got a lot of editing to do and stuff. And
yeah, it's kind of like different from the other years where it's like one film for your whole year. Because like first year you made two, third year you make a bunch, and then fourth year's one again, I think. Mm. But yeah, we'll just be doing a bunch of editing, sound, getting music, and things like that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but I'm really excited.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to come see them in April, we're doing a screening. So they're going to be awesome.
Check it out on the open mics. There'll suddenly be a stream of promotional. So,
shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plugging of my short film.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So, why film studies?
It's kind of like, it's not a long story, but I used to be really into sports in high school, like basketball, field hockey, soccer, all that stuff. That was like took up most of my time. And then I tore my ACL at SFU actually in a tournament in grade 11 and had to like get surgery and all that. And I was kind of just sitting around and I was like, dang, there goes my big use of time. So I have to find something else to do. And my friend was really into film and art and I was like, I'll just try this out. And then I ended up really enjoying it and it kind of felt like a team in the same way that sports did. So it like, I don't know, revitalized that part of myself when
so
I was
nice.
Pretty down.
So before you tore your ACL, were you hoping to go into something sport related more in your future or?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I never considered myself a very creative person. Mm. And then that happened. I was like, this is actually super fun. And even if I need to work at it a bit, I think it'll be worth it. Mm. Yeah, definitely before I was more into like psych and sciences and things like that.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty big switch up and my parents were a little like, oh, fine arts? All right.
It's like, is she having an existential life crisis?
Yeah, they're like, are you okay? But it worked out and they're supportive, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, what fate has in store? Changes it all up. And then you wouldn't have found the radio.
Yeah, like, we would never have met.
Exactly.
Like,
we wouldn't be having this hot seat interview.
Exactly. Can I flip the question on you?
Flip the question on me?
Yeah. What made you go into sociology and crim
stuff? Oh, okay. So it was kind of like, so back in the UK, you have a set of exams called your GCSEs that you take when you're 16.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like our end of high school, right? And then there's usually a 2 year after that from 16 to 18 where you'll either be in college or sixth form where you take another set of exams before university. And usually there's like core set subjects you have to take at GCSE that you then either take further or you drop them. Okay. So I think I had like, I was meant to, I didn't sit my GCSEs because of COVID, but I was meant to have like 11. So those are like my core subjects and I got to pick a couple creative ones.
Mm.
And I picked physical education, so like PE sport, and I picked drama actually, and I was like kind of two different ones
just a little.
And I was never a like STEM girly. I was not a science person. I despised physics with a passion. I hated all of them. And so when it came to me having to pick my A-levels, and you only get three or four, and they usually advise three because you're going into a lot more detail, you get a whole bunch of new subjects you can pick from, or you can continue someone's from GCSE. I dropped every single subject from GCSE. I could not stand to do any of them any longer, except drama. So drama I continued into A-level, and then I picked two new ones, which were media studies and sociology.
Cool.
And in the 2 years where I was doing those three subjects, I fell in love with sociology. I just found it so fascinating, like discovering all these different kind of ways you can look at society and societal situations, and I always wanted to like find more about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a topic in sociology that was a big like section of one of our papers in the exam, and it was the crime and deviance topic. And it was just so interesting hearing all of these different theories to explain why do some people commit crime, why are certain like demographics seemingly more predisposed to become criminals or offenders, or
why are the statistics showing us that? Are the statistics even true? Type of thing. And you're like questioning every step,
yeah,
kind of, in looking at it. And that probably really kind of took my interest more to a niche area into criminology.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to give up the sociology overall, because I am very into my kind of gender studies. In case you didn't know, I feature on Intravenous quite a lot, where I talk about gender once a week in depth with Robin. But I didn't want to give that part up. But equally, I was like, I really love the niche crime topic.
Yeah.
Which then led me to discover the degree I take now, back home, where it was like sociology and criminology. So I could have the best of both worlds.
Perfect, yeah.
And yeah, out of my modules, I get to like pick and choose a bit more in terms of, do I want more sociology this year or do I want more criminology? And next year, when I go back to England, well, actually not next year, this year,
oh, yeah.
And at the end of this year, when I go back to England, I am going to have to do my thesis.
Okay.
And I have to pick, this is the one time I have to pick, I have to either do a sociology one or a criminology one.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I was trying to say, because they are both like two parts of my heart. I love both of them.
I'm sure they're pretty related, too.
Yeah, like, yeah, you can definitely interlink them quite a lot. It was quite interesting because my second year, I took way more criminology kind of modules than sociology modules. Then first year was pretty even split. But then since, I think, being here, I'm leaning more towards a sociology dissertation, which is quite funny.
How come?
I don't know. I think it's kind of the topics that interested me. So I kind of want to use this year that I have out here some way into my dissertation. Like,
yeah.
I want to integrate it somehow. And I get to pick a topic that I do my dissertation on. And one thing I've been very fascinated of over here is Indigenous peoples and the journey of truth and reconciliation and everything kind of encompassing that, because I didn't know any of that before coming here. I didn't know a single thing. And I came here and I, on my first day, I sat in on an Intravenous episode.
Yeah.
I heard the land acknowledgement and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And then the next day, we have this thing called Anti-O, where we have a discussion after watching a clip on, it's usually something Indigenous related, mm-hmm. or like a journey to truth and reconciliation. And I have learned so much. I've also, like, I've interviewed a couple Indigenous peoples, and it's just how little is known in the UK and probably other westernized countries as well.
Yeah.
Was like very shocking and eye-opening to me that I thought this would be something really interesting to kind of explore further for a dissertation. I think as well, with Intravenous, I use the sociology side of my degree a lot more.
Yeah.
The criminology side.
Women can commit crimes too.
Yeah. I remember the first time I got to help pick a topic for Intravenous, I think I picked female serial killers.
Nice.
Yeah. And like women in the criminal justice system type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use it a bit, but it's definitely, I'm delving more into the sociology side of my degree over here. So it's kind of brought back, I think, a kind of new love for the sociology side.
Okay.
'Cause the criminology side, I can't lie, second year, it was winning a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm still undecided. I've got till like September that I need to decide kind of what I'm doing and write a whole proposal for it and stuff. But yeah, I'm still undecided, but yeah, that's the journey of me entering sociology.
Yeah, yeah. That's actually really interesting, because I didn't really know what sociology was until just now.
Mm.
I feel like it's one of those things that you're like, oh yeah, I know what that is, until someone asks you to describe it, and you're like, wait, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like communications.
Yeah.
Like, I did not know what that was.
Yeah, because the thing is, I wonder if it's similar to what we have at home, because I did a media studies A-level, which I don't know if it's actually anything related to communications, because I kind of studied all different forms of media and we like analyzed why certain choices were made. So we studied like film, newspaper, advertisements, radio, TV shows, music videos. Like, we looked at a lot of it, and you're looking at why were certain decisions made and to target which audience and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I always perceived as media kind of communications related back home in the degree. Because I had a media module last year, and it was that we were looking at film posters and analyzing kind of the layout of the film posters, comparing it to a layout of a newspaper article.
Oh, yeah.
Why are things placed in certain like areas? Why is certain language used? Why is it highlighted? Why is it that color? How does it all link together? What are the themes? Stuff like that.
Totally.
I have no idea. Is that anything like
that? No, that's like exactly.
Is that exactly it?
That's what I've been learning here in my communications courses. Totally. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting doing like half, because I'm doing like film and communications, and film is like at the contemporary arts school, so it's very just like anything is a creative expression, and like all you can use many different ways to do that. And then I don't know, it's just, it really is different from the stuff up here, but it like goes well, it goes hand in hand, I guess.
Yeah
with what you were saying about
because I find I never would have thought, but I think media communication links to sociology a bit, because you're looking kind of at like why people choose certain things to target specific audience demographic, or to like evoke a specific emotion from its listeners, readers, whatever. And in sociology, we're looking at like, why do some people behave that way? What part of society kind of pushes them maybe to have to do that, or can alter their behavior? Like, we have a phenomenon called self-fulfilling prophecy, and it's kind of mainly applied, it can be applied in a lot of ways, but one main way that we have like learned about applying it is to youth offenders, like young people that offend, in that young people get labeled by the media and stereotyped a certain way, and that makes them internalize that label that they're given, which will then affect their behavior to actually cause them to be an offender. So one common example that we had in the UK was young people wearing hoodies were associated with the 2011 London riots.
Oh.
Right. And the media like blew this up with like big pictures being like young people in hoodies are like rioting, like causing fires, this, that, the other. And it internalized a lot of young people to feel that way and be like, right, so if you're already labeling me like that and I'm not doing it, I can't change your mind.
I may as well just do it then. Yeah, it's like, and you're told you're something, so you're like, maybe I am. And then you're like, okay, I need to act like that to, I don't know.
Fulfill a label. Yeah, and it doesn't always have to be like deviance. It can be applied to many scenarios. But it's, I've kind of lost where I was going with it, but it's like that phenomenon of like,